It has, if I can be frank. The fact that we are coming off of a pandemic where we've had a completely new virus, and as that still goes on, we now have this new emerging virus, which isn't new to the world, but it's new to our part of the world. This is a very unusual time in public health practice, and it's a good reminder that there are still infectious diseases out there that we need to be mindful of, and hopefully that increased awareness helps reinforce the need for us to follow some of those basic protective and preventive measures like masking and distancing and staying home when you're sick.
And you mentioned that it's not new to the world, but it is new to this part of this world, because it was largely just seen in spots of Africa. Now it has made its way through Europe and North America. I guess the big question there is why, and probably no one has that answer.
Yeah, I think that's a question on all of our minds. I'm not sure that there's a good and complete answer to that question, but it's something that we are all trying to better understand, because we want to know what could have happened so that we can adjust our response accordingly. As you've mentioned, this is an infection that is endemic, meaning it exists sort of in a steady state in certain parts of Africa, but we don't typically see it in places like Europe or North America. And the fact that we are now is requiring a kind of response that isn't something we typically do in public health. We're talking about, for example, offering vaccines that we don't typically immunize with. Some of these things are new work, because this is new in terms of an infectious disease in our part of the world.
So just as a person, Matthew, what does one do in response to this? Because we've had 2 years of responses to another virus that you may have heard about. And I'm just like, what do we do in this case?
I suppose the good news, so to speak, is that this isn't like COVID-19. The risk to a member of the public is quite different. And the way that monkeypox transmits is different than the way COVID transmits. With COVID, of course, we know it passes from person to person. And with each new variant, it passes from person to person more easily. And we know it passes through the air. And that's what we talk a lot about, ventilation and masking and avoiding enclosed spaces or crowds. Monkeypox is different. It's caused by a virus, but it causes people to develop these rashes. And when people develop rashes, typically they'll have spots on their rashes where they get these little fluid-filled blisters almost. We call them lesions, but these fluid-filled blisters in their rashes. And it's actually contact with that fluid that we think is the most important way that this spreads. So that's why in the context of monkeypox, talking a lot about it really being close, prolonged contact, that is the key risk factor. And if you are someone who's out and about, you know, going to the grocery store, you're not really typically at risk from being exposed to monkeypox. One of the other things is that with COVID-19, we, you know, of course, have learned that people can spread that before they develop symptoms. Whereas with monkeypox, our understanding has really been that your ability to spread it begins when you develop symptoms, and it ends when your illness resolves. It really is during that period where you're ill that you're spreading to others, and that has implications for our ability to control it in our community.